Welcome to the ACL and Blunt Podcast Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305. Welcome back. I can hear the people saying welcome back. A lot of things been going on, man. Since I've been gone, man.
Oh my God.
We're gonna touch on a lot of things. But in the meantime, the first thing I want to talk about is this vaccine. I know. I ain't want to start off the show by talking about the vaccine, but there's some real concerns. It's not about if you took it or not anymore. It's more so about how people are really trying to force it upon people who didn't take it. You know, and it's a real fear out here now, because what's going to happen to those people who don't take it? You hear a lot of things on the news, people making suggestions like Don Lemon and reporters that's at the White House asking the president if he gonna plan on doing this or doing that, and it's crazy, man. How do you feel? Do you feel like you should take it just to get in line? Or do you feel like, fuck it, I'm just gonna roll the dice and risk what's gonna happen? Risk the avalanche falling on us, because that's what's gonna happen. That's what's gonna happen, man. So, yeah. I wanna play a clip that I had recorded, and I know y'all heard me say earlier that I mentioned Don Lemon, man, and it's crazy what he was saying, man. And I'm gonna play a quick 27 second clip of him real quick.
You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, you don't show it. Can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine. Can't go to work. You don't have a vaccine, can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's what I think we should be right now, because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to change. They're, you know, the circular logic. They just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom, it's whatever.
That's crazy. How would you feel if that was to happen to us, man? Like, how would you feel? Like, that's some crazy shit. Like, they just cut off everything. Like, this is a suggestion. This is what Don Lemon is suggesting that could happen to people. This like some Hunger Games type shit. So what do? You're American. You vaccinated. They telling you now that you, that because of Delta, that you might need to get a third dose. You might need a third dose because the first two might wear off. Are you kidding me? You mean to tell me you done made us go out here? You scared us in the media. We done got vaccinated, and now you telling us we need a third shot?
Oh my God. Third dose?
That's crazy. And then you got other people saying, hey, if you didn't get vaccinated, we don't want you to go to work. We don't want you to go to the grocery store. We don't want you to have a life no more. What? How you gonna tell us we can't have a life if we decide not to? If we sitting back watching people say you need a third dose, how you gonna do us like that? See, it's two sides of it. It's crazy. at the end of the day, you know what's going to happen? People going to start going against each other. Vaccinated people versus unvaccinated people. They're going to start going at each other. And y'all going to be at the top of y'all mountain, just sitting down in y'all big houses, guarded, protected, while we out here going against each other. That's what's going to happen. Well, you know, that's crazy, man. Y'all, this crazy, man. Hey, man, all I got to say about that on this first segment of the They Say I'm Blunt show is do your research. We all have to do our research. We have to do our research. We got to look at the benefits of it and benefits of not. And you got to really be real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's just my suggestion. Let's go to another segment. Welcome back to the They Say I'm Blunt podcast show. Yeah, I know it's been a while since I've been back. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things been going on, man. I've been moving. I've been working. I've been grinding, trying to hustle, trying to get it up before I start back working in the school. You know, this really my first year as a 10-month employee. So, man, you know what I'm saying? Trying to hustle and do the podcast and all that shit, man. I had to, you know what I'm saying, put the podcast on pause. You know what I'm saying? Real life in Miami. But, yeah, man, right now, man, you know, we was talking about the vaccine. You got the vaccine situation going on. And then, you know what happened? Today is Monday. What happened last night at midnight? The eviction memorandum ran out. They ended it. And people are actually camping on Capitol Hill, protesting, trying to get it extended still. I know in the state of Florida, the state only paid 2% of the people that need help. It's crazy, man. You know, lawyers been, these apartments, these landlords, their attorneys been waiting on this day for a long time. A long time. And we got some people out here, and I want to play this clip from Fox News. And let's just play it.
Friday night, protesting the end of the pandemic eviction moratorium. And Griff Jenkins is live on Capitol Hill now with more. Hey, Griff.
Hey, Alicia. The fight continues since Friday night. Activists and protesters have been camped out here on the steps of the Capitol. This is the House here, and they are fighting to extend the eviction moratorium that ran out at midnight. As you can see from the signs, eviction is violence. The other one, how can Congress go home while people are losing their homes? This was organized by Congresswoman Cori Bush, St. Louis's Congresswoman. Tell me, Congresswoman, why are you doing this? What do you hope to accomplish?
I'm doing this because right now what we're facing is an eviction emergency that touches all across our country. And I can't for the life of me understand why we are saying it's okay to force people out of their homes because as legislators or because the powers that be didn't make it happen for anywhere from 7 to 11 million people. This is unconscionable. It's inhumane. And so what I have in my toolbox is to organize. That's what I know to do. And because this didn't happen on Friday, we just decided, you know what? Let's make sure that Congress knows, that the administration, that people know, and that the people who are already receiving pay or vacate notices know that people are standing up for them, and that's us. And so we have the community out here, we have organizations out here, we have Congress members that are all saying we need this moratorium now.
And Congresswoman, you want Congress to come back?
It's crazy.
To vote. Why?
Yeah, but well, there are multiple ways that it can happen. That's one of the ways. If Congress comes back, because how do we go on vacation? How can we go on vacation when we know people are about to be evicted from their homes? What kind of vacation is that? We don't need to recess for that. We need to come back and do the work for the people. And so I'm asking for my colleagues to come back. Let the leadership know that you will vote yes. You will vote yes to extend the moratorium through December 31st, which is the bill that's on the table right now from Chairwoman Maxine Waters. Let's get that done. We can come back and do this, and then you can go back on your vacation. Also, the other thing that we can do is, you know, the Senate is still in session. The Senate is still in session, but not only that, the president, the CDC, can they work on trying to get this thing done? Somebody has to move.
Now, let me ask you quickly, because the administration, President Biden, says that they cannot extend the moratorium because of a Supreme Court ruling last month that said CDC overstepped their authority in doing so. So they say they can't do it.
Right. Yeah, they said that they can't do it. But this is the thing. Right now, as of midnight last night, now millions upon millions of people are about to be forced out of their homes. And what we've been told is that the notices started going out days ago. So some people right now today, they were waiting last night to see if they were going to actually have to move out. And now they thought that the government would step in and say, no, you know, now those people are looking for trash bags to find stuff to put their clothes in so they can move. Now people are trying to figure out, where am I supposed to go? That's happening right now. And so whatever we have to do, even if we have to fight it out in the courts, we got to do something to make sure that that people are able to stay in their homes. And right now, I'm calling on my colleagues to show up right here, right now with me to stand for the people. And then also, make the vote. Let's get back and do the vote. And let me lastly say this. The House Rules Committee, the chairman, Jim McGovern, has already said that the Rules Committee is ready to come back and convene to get this work done if we get 218 votes.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We'll be watching it. And she says they're not going anywhere until there is some movement on this. Meanwhile, we should point out, Alicia, across the country in San Francisco, protesters as well outside Speaker Pelosi's house saying that they want her to come back to Washington to do exactly what Congresswoman Bush says, which is to vote on the moratorium eviction.
Yo. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. I'm about to go to another segment and we're going to talk about what's going on. What was said? Welcome back to the They Say I'm Blunt podcast show. Big shout out to Cori Bush. Congresswoman Cori Bush of Missouri. She got the squad. They on the steps of Capitol Hill. And she's fighting a battle that I don't think her colleagues care about. Today is August 2nd. And I just want to send a prayer out to all of those who's going through the eviction process. The They Say I'm Blunt podcast show is with you. We feel your pain. I just want to give a word of wisdom. There will be a light at the end of the tunnel. This is America. There's no way they could do hardworking citizens like this. They have to figure out some type of solution. Some type of solution that could help us get through this. But according to President Biden, what the news reporter say, they can't extend the eviction memorandum because last month a ruling went in that said the CDC overstepped their boundaries.
Oh my God!
What does that mean? It's a lot going on with that CDC and the government. It's a lot of back and forth. But I know one thing that they aligned on, and that's taking that vaccine. And, you know, that's one thing they could agree on. But other parts of it, they not agreeing with. This America, I guess they want to let it run the way how they want it to run. I know I just say they got to do something. But what if they don't? What if they continue to let this just happen to millions of Americans? Cori Bush said 11 million people. I mean, damn, that's a big number. Damn. We got that going on. We got the infrastructure plant building they want to put, like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. They really forcing this infrastructure plan. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna even lie to you. Like, I've been seeing little reports about it. I've been seeing little reports about the infrastructure plan and what they plan on doing and this, that, and the third. And honestly, I had so much going on, I couldn't really focus on that. But I know that's something that this government was on. I know a lot of people mad at the Florida governor. They saying the governor is basically killing us down here. This man here, but here's this report. Nancy Pelosi pushes for a larger infrastructure plan before bipartisan bill. I'm tripping. What's going on with me today?
This week. Why is that?
Because she is the one who's going to be needing to hold the House members together. And what happens in the House is incredibly critical to what happens in the Senate. You are seeing a number of House lawmakers come out at this point and try and make demands about what they want to see in that bipartisan infrastructure bill, threatening to vote against it. I mean, I know that we're talking really tight margins in the Senate with those 50 senators all needing to be on board.
I want to know if a fourth stimulus check is in this infrastructure bill. That's what I want
to
know.
3 to 4 Democrats on any vote before
I thought they was going to give us a stimulus check that was going to get us out of debt. Like, they be playing with us Americans, man. It's crazy.
Infrastructure bill until the larger $3.5 trillion reconciliation package is ready to go and sort of setting the tone for how this will be moving through Congress and to the White House.
So the liberals say, Speaker Pelosi, go get him. When does she or how does she or what's the process where she blinks? Is it a phone call from Senator Biden?
I mean, it might wind up being that. Should the White House decide that, look, this is a strategy we need, we're going to need to make sure that the infrastructure bill moves first. But right now, the calculation for Pelosi, as well as the calculation for other Democratic leaders in the White House and in the Senate, is that they are going to be able to move that infrastructure bill through the Senate, get it to the House, and then move
they ain't that talking about nothing. I don't want to hear nothing
through as well.
She ain't
so
talking
that
about
two
nothing.
Of them can be voted on in the House.
They talk about this infrastructure. Infrastructure bill, like, what y'all gonna do to help the people? What y'all gonna do? The lady just say that y'all talk about evicting people. All these, the lady, y'all talk about evicting over 11 plus million people today, tomorrow, and beyond, and not helping us because of some people that because they the these attorneys that got the Congress or Senate or whatever the voter bill that say CDC overstepped their boundaries. So goddamn it, people about to get evicted. This crazy. People about to get evicted. People mad at the governor of Florida. Why are you mad at the governor of Florida? Let's hear what's going on.
Joining us tonight, America's COVID recovery has hit a dangerous roadblock. Today, Dr. Anthony Fauci warned this latest surge driven by the Delta variant will get worse. Infections are spiking across the country. Hospitalizations and deaths are also rising. More shots are going into arms, but only about half of us are fully vaccinated.
Oh, God, here they go.
Luciano is in West Hollywood with the latest.
Thank you, Jerika. Now L.A. County has 45% higher hospitalizations in just 1 week. And there are more than 1,000 vaccination sites in the hopes that more people will get their shots and finally stop the spread.
Tonight, there's no end in sight for the COVID summer surge. Cases are climbing, but that's not enough to stop this party. In Chicago, hundreds of thousands packed Lollapalooza, the four-day music festival. Most showed proof of vaccination.
Oh, we're Pfizer back. Fairies, fully vaccinated.
And the rest, a negative COVID test. But there's concern breakthrough cases could trigger outbreaks.
I feel very good about what we've done. Obviously, we'll know a little bit more in a week.
Nationwide, COVID hospitalizations almost doubled in the last
week.
This
too much, man. I thought I was looking for something else. They went right back to this damn vaccine shit, man. Everybody got time for this. You know what? Next segment, I'm switching gears.
There will be no restrictions and no mandates in the state of Florida.
If we can't stop the increases, yes, I will have to reenact restrictions.
Medical experts say vaccines are the best weapon to fight the pandemic, but only half of Americans.
That was the governor of Hawaii.
Now lagging behind Canada, which had a slow start.
Until the rest of the world understands that they have to be vaccinated, we're not going to get in touch on top of this pandemic.
And today's New York Times reports that more than a million doses have gone to waste due to spoilage and dwindling demand.
You have a very difficult situation, a pool of unvaccinated people and a virus that spreads very efficiently.
To slow down new infections,
this tough, man, this tough. I'm over it. I'm over the whole thingy thing. I'm over it. It's beating down our brains. It's take it, don't take it, take it, don't take it, take it, don't take it. Vaccinated people versus unvaccinated people. Man, I ain't got time for all that stuff, man. That's too much for me.
Oh, my God.
I ain't got time for it. I want to move on. That's what I'm going to do. I'm about to move on to a whole nother segment. That was my news, what's going on around us and how it's affecting us. And, yeah, going to the next. See y'all next segment. Welcome back to the They Sound Blunt podcast show. You already know it. Time to switch it up, god damn it. Yeah, if you made it this far, thank you. If you didn't, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But now we got to talk about some crazy. We got to switch gears, man. We got to touch on this DaBaby and this DaBaby situation, because now there's reports going on. There's reports going on that Lil Nas X is trying to cancel DaBaby. Lil Nas X, boy, this dude is a renegade in this damn industry. In that industry, he's a renegade. And DaBaby, you messed up. DaBaby messed up, dog. He should have never said that. He was dead wrong for what he said. The reason why he was dead wrong for how he said it was the way what he said, dog. That shit was crazy. Like, just to get people to put their phones up in the air, you want them, you ain't have to say all of that stuff to get people to put their phones in the air. Dog, your name is DaBaby, bro. You're DaBaby. So you could get, all you had to say was, put your phones in the air. Y'all put y'all phones in the air. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. All he had to say was put the phone in the air, and then they would have put the phones in the air. He ain't had to say all that crazy stuff. Now look, you got to think about the money. You got to think about your brand, bro, when you out there like that. You can't mess that up. You got a song that's playing with a female that from a different genre That song is on rotation. Every time you turn the station on, you can't say certain things, bruh. But now look, the Renegade round here trying to get the man canceled. I want to hear what a lot of people don't like the fact, like DJ Academics, but I mess with DJ Academics. Shout out to DJ Academics. And shout out to Wyland Plug. I be getting all my sources from the industry from this YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying? I get all my resources from them. But yeah, man, it's crazy, man. I want to hear what they got to say. I want to hear what Act got
to
say.
Community to make a comeback. The LGBT community don't need y'all. Y'all need them. Now, I'm going to play really quickly what has offended so many people. And it's literally a clip of him at Rolling Loud where he made these comments. Give me one second. He made these comments right here. Okay. Oh, my bad. Right here. Oh, that's what was he?
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks. Put a cell phone lighting up. Lady, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone lighting up. Fellas,
oh, man. Lights
up. Fellas, if you ain't sucking nigga dick in the
and park, his DJ.
Cell phone lights
let's be
up.
Real about this shit.
Yeah, keep it fucking real.
Some of y'all niggas suspect as a motherfucker. Let's be real.
Wait. Bruh. The DJ in the background, and he feeding off the DJ energy. Bruh. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, bro. You tripping. You tripping, bro. You tripping. The baby was tripping. But let me let Act talk, bro. Act just made the accusation. He said Lil Nas X is trying to cancel the baby. So I want to hear what Act got to say on this matter.
Okay. So that was the thing that, you know, kind of went viral, offended a lot of people. Now everyone is whatever. People have deemed those comments to be homophobic and also very prejudicial towards people who may have HIV. Also, it's allegedly, I'm quoting the people who have a problem with it, they're saying it's kind of insinuating that gay people have HIV. Also, his rant insinuates there's something wrong with being gay.
Let me be clear,
okay? And I was disappointed by a lot of people who was responding because these days we're stuck in, and I think this is why the baby's going as hard as he is. We're stuck in this time period where nuance doesn't really matter. And also, people are hypocrites. And also, really, people don't want to lose their jobs. And understandable. No, nobody
that's,
wants
that's
to lose
true.
Their livelihood. If you say certain shit, people are going to take your livelihood. They're going to try to get you fired. Nobody wants to lose your livelihood. That makes sense. But I heard so many hypocrites. So many hypocrites. And while I was hearing these hypocritical people, they made it seem like the baby is the only person that has ever said something like this. Now, I heard a lot of
people. He wasn't.
And I was so surprised by this because I'm someone, you may not believe it or not, but back in college, I was DJing a lot. That's how I made a living and earned income. And what you heard the baby say on stage, maybe not those particular phrases like in succession while talking about homosexuals or whatever. But when I went to college, when a DJ was trying to get a dead crowd to like get lit, you know what they would say? Yo, put your hand in the air if you took a shower today. Put your hand in the air if you make more than 725, make more than minimum wage. Put your hand in the air if you got a car, you don't take the bus everywhere. Put your hand in the air if you don't got HIV or no other STDs. They do say that. This is not something the baby just made up. Put your hand in the air if you know you get bitches and you're not a virgin. They say these things, which isn't really meant to be serious. They're trying to hype up a crowd.
Yeah, but that was back in the days.
If you ask me, I don't think he was really saying statements of real prejudice. He was trying to hype up a crowd. Now, I'm not saying people can't get offended by it, but the intended reason has been around for a long fucking time. Now, I could play you a clip. I want to play y'all a clip real quick. Because everybody's acting. I hear, yo, if y'all go to a club and these niggas like and they can't get they can't get the crowd lit with their music, you know what they be saying? Yo, if you know you got more than 5,000 in the bank, put one hand up. And really, it's to kind of shame people in the crowd. Like, yo, you don't want to seem broke, so you just put your hands up. But for the person, they're like, all right, cool, I got y'all acting.
He lied, bro.
This has been going on for so fucking long. And give me a second.
Hey, that boy act crazy, dog. So, we ain't gonna go deep into that video, man. That's crazy, dog. Like, he right. Dog, people been getting the crowd hype.
I'm not you, the landlord.
People been getting the crowd hype for a long time. People been getting the crowd hype for a long time. My bad, y'all. The hell, my mouse died or some shit? What the fuck? People been getting the crowd hype by saying all type of crazy shit and offensive shit for years. But we in 2021, and it's a whole nother generation. And let me tell you something about this generation, because I know about this generation because I worked in the high school. I don't know about all of them, but I can tell you about the ones from the school that I worked at, the schools that I worked at, and the schools that I worked at and how they... Dog, back in 2014, 2015, bro, you couldn't stop it. It was out there. And one thing that I liked about that generation, because I'm a security guard, I ain't going to even hold you. One thing I like about that generation of 2014, 2015, at the schools I was going to, they wasn't hateful. People was allowed to be themselves, whether they was gay, straight, goth. Because I worked at schools with gothic kids. I worked at school with all type of different breeds, musicians, weird musicians, rappers, country folk, like crazy different types of personalities as kids. And they all accepted each other. So times change with them as they get older. And right now, that was the generation that was in that crowd. That 2014, 2015, 2016, them was the people that was in that crowd. And yeah, bro, times change. You can't talk like that. That's crazy. That man messed up a lot of money, dog. And he better hope his record label don't drop him because of it. And shit like that be happening, dog. But you know what I'm saying? We 10 minutes. We over the mark. We way over the mark. Know what I'm saying? I'm going to just go ahead to the next segment. We out. Welcome back. Yo. The baby fucked up, yo. That's crazy, dog. But yeah, we gonna move on, man. Hey, I wanna say rest in peace to EDAY 600. He was killed the other night. If y'all don't know who EDAY 600 is, I don't know what to tell y'all. But that's around the time of Chief Keef and them era, Rondo Number 9, L.A. Capone, Tay 600, I think he changed his name. All them 600, that's around that era. Lil Reese, Chief Keef, Lil Reese, all them boys. That was they OG. Well, I want to say that was they OG. That was the 600 dudes OG. You know what I'm saying? The BDs and them boys. He got shot and killed. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to him. Them boys hurt. I've been seeing a lot of things on the internet about how it's a lot of stuff going on the internet. I'm not from Chicago. I'm not about to get in their business. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Miami. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to say rest in peace to E-Day 600. You know, I follow them boys in Chicago. I follow a lot of dudes in Chicago. A lot of different sets. I like their music. I like drill music. You know what I'm saying? I like Latin drill music in New York. I like UK music. I like music, bro. I just like music, bro. I don't discriminate against music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that boy Kodak, man. This is that senseless instrumental in the background. Thank God Donald Trump freed Kodak, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Because that boy back. Speaking of Kodak, Kodak just played a snippet the other night on his Instagram page. I don't know what he played a snippet. He played a snippet for Lil Yachty, and he said Drake sent him the beat, and he trying to get a feel for the beat. Dog, when Yak hook up with Drake, it's going to be crazy, yo. It's going to be crazy, man. Shout out to Kodak, man. I'm back that up, man. We got to back that up, man. Back that sissiness up, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Back that shit up. Back that shit up. This the Day Say Unblood podcast show, man. I'm back. I'm fucking back, goddammit. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. But I had to get crunk, man. I had, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry if I bored y'all in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a lot of shit on my mind, goddammit. Shit. Goddamn shit going on with all these damn politicians and stuff, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the politicians. I'm trying to see what's going on in the music industry. I'm trying to handle my business in the real world. Shit, I should have said that first, goddammit. I'm doing Amazon Flex, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get my money up. I tried to sign up for Shipt, but Shipt, they ain't want to.
Oh, my
Shipt?
God.
Y'all did me dirty. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all did me dirty, Shipt. Y'all know that was an old fucking charge. God damn it. I'm a change man. Trey Plus a change man, God damn it. But my past came and hunt me. Hey, if you apply for Shipt, make sure your record clean, goddammit. Not saying that my record dirty, but know what I'm saying? God damn, man. Oh my God, dog. From when I was young, bro. That's crazy, bro. But we move on. Shout out to Amazon Flex. Putting money in my pocket. Putting little chips in my pocket, man. You gotta keep working. Keep pushing it, man. I advise y'all to go out there and sign up for Flex if you want to put extra few dollars in your pocket. If you want to put, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A little money in your pocket. You don't want to break no laws. You just want to work. You want to be a law-abiding citizen. You want to be under the radar, man. Ain't nothing wrong with doing a little bit of Amazon Flex. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. But yeah, man. A lot been going on. A lot been going on. I heard a report that people were saying that Rolling Loud. Who that was? Gunplay? Shout out to that boy Gunplay. Shout out to Gunplay, my nigga. Gunplay chopped his wicks, dog. That was big. Gunplay chopped. Back that Kodak up, goddammit. Gunplay chopped his wicks, goddammit. That boy Gunplay say he think Rolling Loud is ran by the feds, goddammit.
Oh my God.
Yo. When I heard that, I was like, yo. Hold on, let me see if I can pull that clip up, dog. Let's see if I can pull that Gunplay say Rolling Loud is. There you go. That nigga say Rolling Loud is being sponsored by the FBI. And he might be right, goddammit. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? You see they CEO. You know, who knows, man? If, hey, man, that is the feds. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Hip Hop News Uncensored, goddammit, on YouTube, man. Big shout out to Hip Hop News Uncensored. They pulled up the gun. They pulled up the interview with Gunplay. Know what I'm saying? I should go to another segment, dog. Let me go to another segment. Let me go to another segment. You know what? Fuck it. Let me run it. Let me run it. Let me run this. Let me run this. This Gunplay. Gunplay says that. Rolling Loud is sponsored by the feds. Let's hear this. Let's hear what Gunplay got to say.
Afternoon, Carol City's in the building, man. We got Gunplay on the podcast. Jay. What's good with you, brother?
Hey, CC in the biddy, you know what it is. What's up, baby?
Hey,
talking to me.
Motherfucker to be talking to you, man.
Yeah, City in the building, God damn it.
We did a lot to get here, man, so let's enjoy it.
Yeah, damn right, let's do it, man. Happy to have you on. So we supposed to have you on Friday, man, but you was a busy brother doing your thing. We had some reception issues because you was going to Rolling Loud. Let's talk about, let's start right there, man. Rolling Loud's doing their thing down in Florida right now. How's the vibe out there, man? How was the show?
It's super dope, man, but it was just some unfortunate circumstances, man. I wasn't like, it's just the police and stuff. It just didn't happen. It didn't happen. I got there. It was a thing. And I didn't want to go to jail. So put it that way, dog. The presence was overly heavy. They were searching cars and doing the most. And at last minute, I'm like, oh my God, you know what? It ain't worth it. Let's hit the U-turn, man.
Why does it seem like the Alphabet Boys is always out there doing Rolling Loud? No matter where it is, it seems like that's
how it's the fan shit, nigga. Come on, man. You know, we all know that's the fans, bro. That's why they do it. And why you think it's so big? Is that a Live Nation thing?
I don't know.
That's not Live Nation, right? All right, you're right. You ever ask yourself who's the biggest concert? The biggest concert people are Live Nation in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not Live Nation. Damn. I don't trust it.
That could be a strong accusation. I got play now.
Like, if you got warrants, bro.
He got a point.
I was on tour on the run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tour. They caught me on Meek Mill's date, on one of Meek Mill's dates. I was on his tour, I think. Yeah, I was on his tour. And they caught me on, it was going to get me. I heard word was that after Philly, they was going to come get me. And I think it was like San Francisco or something like that. They was going to come get me. So I ain't going. That's when I fell off of his tour. But I was touring. You see what I'm saying? So, like, all of a sudden, you go to Rolling Loud, you go to jail, your warrants pop up, the old murder investigations pop up, the old unindicted co-conspirators get jammed up all of a sudden. What? Man, go ahead with your fat ass, man. But for those that are on the up and up, you know, it's definitely a wonderful experience to see the crowd out there. I was out there for the last one. Not the last one. Yeah, the first one that they had did.
So, yeah, man. Hey, shout out to that boy Gunplay. Like I said, that boy cut his dreads. That boy look different now, man. But what y'all think about that? He might have a point. Spot him, got him, got locked up. And a few other rappers had got locked up. I can't remember the other rappers that got locked up. Maybe y'all could tap in on my Twitter page and tell me who got locked up. I can't remember, but yo. Remember Kodak had got locked up the last time Rolling Loud was down here. And we ain't see Kodak for like about 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Youngboy had got locked up Rolling Loud one time. Oh, Fredo Bang had got locked up this year. Fredo Bang got locked up this year for Rolling Loud. And yeah, boy. It goes down, boy. When Rolling Loud, they come do they blitz. They do they blitz during Rolling Loud, dog. They do the blitz during Rolling Loud. You got to be cautious. You already know. I seen Kodak them came out there during Rolling Loud to his entourage. You know what I'm saying? They had everything on point. Kodak made sure his team was good. Hey, y'all make sure y'all don't bring nothing. Don't bring nothing with y'all. Hey, that's how you got to be, goddamn. You got to move smart out here, man. Can't be going to jail messing up the bag. But yeah, man, let me go to another set. It don't make no damn sense. God damn it. Welcome back to the They Say I'm Blunt podcast show, man. Yeah, this is going to be the last segment, god damn it. I know. I know y'all tired of me. But it's been a while since I've been on here, man. Know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Instagram followers. Shout out to my followers on Twitter. Shout out to my followers everywhere. You know what I'm saying? On Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to Apple Music. Shout out to Amazon Music. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been checking my stats. Like I said, I haven't been focusing on my podcast. You know what I'm saying? Because I had other things that I had to take care of. We ain't gonna get into it again. I know I've been talking about it earlier, man. But yeah, man. You know I'm from Miami. Shout out to Miami. Shout out to Carroll City. Shout out to Overtown. Cause that's, you know what I'm saying? Overtown, I was born and raised in Overtown. I ain't got no memory of that. But I'm from Carroll City, goddamn it. Shout out to the Orange and Black. Yeah. Since I said all that, I gotta talk about something, man. I gotta talk about what's been going on with my Dolphins, bruh.
Oh my God!
I can't do a Deshaun Blunt segment without talking about my Dolphins. I gotta talk about my Dolphins. Xavier Howard, our top cornerback, said he won't out. The man said he want to get traded. And it's like, God damn, why you want to get traded? Well, you want to get traded because the Miami Dolphins overpaid. Let's just put it out there. They overpaid Byron Jones, God damn it. Wait, oh, no, don't clap that. You don't, boo, you overpaid Byron Jones. How do you overpay a cornerback after signing a cornerback? But I can tell you why they did that. Because I'm a Dolphins fan. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to never side. I'm going to side with the player sometime, but I'm going to always side with my team. Dog, you was injured when we gave you that, when they gave you that contract. You was injured when they gave you that contract. I'm going to back that senseless back up. God damn it. Back that senseless up. Back that senseless up. Hey, shout out to Kodak, man, and Cardi B. That Bodak Yellow just touched a billion streams. Hey, Monet, Kodak and Cardi B touched a billion streams, goddammit, for that Bodak Yellow shit. But yeah, I don't understand. Like, we gave this man a contract when he was injured. We gave this man a contract while he was injured. And that was a concern. They still gave this man 75, the biggest contract at the time when he was injured. Yo, the man was recovering from a knee injury. The previous seasons, he was getting injured. He was getting injured. You know what I'm saying? But the Dolphins did do a shady stunt. The next year, they went and overpaid Byron Jones. They should have never overpaid Byron Jones. Why would you pay that man all that money and set the cornerback market higher? Like, you set the cornerback. Like, come on, bro. Like, for real. And then the man been getting burnt all last year. Been getting burnt all last year. Not Xavier Howard, like, yo, just pay me $4 million extra and I'll shut up. But they ain't want to pay the man $4 million guaranteed extra. They ain't want to fix his contract. But you know what I'm saying? Thank God Xavier Howard came out and he didn't hold out. And I think he have a different perspective. I see the media talk to Xavier Howard yesterday. He had a meeting with the media. I want to hear what Xavier Howard got to say. I want to hear what he got to say.
Let's be honest.
Wait, before we hear, we got to get past this commercial, though. Hold on. Let's see what Xavier Howard got to say.
Everything good. You know, I was out there today. I felt good. You know, we're taking it day by day.
What has been the reaction from teammates to your statement?
No, everything been good, man. You know, I'm just happy to be here with my teammates. And, you know, we're taking it one day at a time.
Are you any more optimistic or pessimistic that a deal will get done anymore on Tuesday?
Well, that's up to the Dolphins. I'm just here with my teammates and, you know, enjoying every moment with the teammates.
What can Miami do to fix this?
Well, it's up to them, man. You know, I'm just here. Like I say, I'm with my teammates and, you know, I'm here every day. You know,
it's up to the Dolphins now.
No, I'm always been motivated. That's nothing. You know, every day I'm out here, I'm focused on getting better at something. So, you know, being motivated, that's just in me right now. That's been in me. Sir? We'll see when they get there. Sure, I hope so. It get better. You know, it's a process. You know, I'm hearing this and hearing that, but nothing getting done right now. So right now I'm just here, out here every day supporting the team and out here working. I'm here.
The man here. He here. Hey.
You say we talked today? No, I haven't talked to him today. Not at all. Yeah, recently? Yeah, we talked, but it didn't go nowhere.
See, the media sometimes be trying to do stuff. You got to listen to them. The media sometimes be throwing. Hold on, let me shut up.
Man, I'm just here to support my team, man. You know, that's all that matter.
In your statement, you made a reference without naming him, but you still made a.
You know what? Xavier Howard is a top player in the NFL. Xavier Howard should be getting respected. You shouldn't have the media coming at him sideways like that. Come on now, for real now. I'm a Dolphins fan, and I ain't gonna lie. I sat up there and I was like, you know what? Xavier Howard don't want to play for us, my nigga. You know what? Trade him. I did say that. I ain't gonna lie. I said that. But as I look, day three, day four, this man going through practice, and I'm having a different perspective. He's seeing that we got a team, probably, you know what I'm saying? And he probably like, you know what? I could play it out again with this team, but like, show me some respect. And you know what I'm saying? Chris, you got to show this man respect. And I'm saying Chris because I'm a Dolphins fan, and that's our general manager name. Chris, you got to show this man some respect. Give the man the $4 million, goddamn dollars. Goddamn, man. I want to hear what Coach got to say because he sat down. Coach sat down 2 days ago with Willie McGinnis.
Right now, a lot.
Coach sat down 2 days ago with Willie McGinnis. And I don't know what said because I got. Excuse me. I don't know what was said.
New building today. Willie but we're here. Andrew Siciliano inside training camp live. And before he gets his team on that brand new field, leading off the show, Brian Flores, head coach of these Miami Dolphins. It's good to see you as well.
Great to see you too. Thanks for having me, guys.
How is training camp number 3 treating you so far?
Well, before I get to that, I want to say happy birthday to my wife, Jenny.
Of course.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jenny.
Her birthday's during
happy birthday
camp,
to so Coach wife. Happy birthday to Coach Flores' wife, goddammit. Happy birthday, we Dolphins fan. We're going to celebrate our coach because we got a coach. He a black coach, and he good.
This facility, it's obviously beautiful. We love it. We actually got an early peek at it after OTAs, and the guys were excited to be able to work at a place with basically everything you could ask for, right, from, meeting space, practice space, weight room, indoor facility. I mean, the places, it's beautiful. Obviously, thanks to Steve Ross, Tom Garfinkel, the ownership for, investing in our team. And, we're excited to work and get started.
I was going
to
say, B-Flow, man, when a player can do everything, and you know where we were in New England, it's a one-stop shop. You don't have to go anywhere.
I want to hear them talk about it. I don't want to hear all of this stuff, man. Talk about Xavier Howard, man. Hey, you know what? I don't want to hear this no more, goddammit. I don't want to hear it. Keep them or trade them, whatever. Y'all need to make up your mind, goddammit. You need to make up your mind what you're going to do with Xavier Howard because he's the top 10 cornerback in the league right now. He's a top 10 cornerback. He's an all-pro cornerback. Make up your mind. If you're going to trade him, get you some first-round picks so we could add to the draft. Or, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But they trying to water down the coach. They don't want to talk too deep into it. I understand, you know what I'm saying? Willis, you know, I understand. I want to hear what he got to say about Xavier Howard. That's all I want to hear. Is he talking about Xavier Howard right now? Let me hear.
It's his show.
So he talking about Tua.
Better this year. What does his show look like to you?
Well, I mean, you step in the huddle with 10 other guys as the quarterback. You know, on a given play, it's your show. So that's Tua when he's in there. That's Kobe when he's in there. That's Reed Sinnett when he's in here. That's any quarterback on any team. The second they step in the huddle, it's their show. Tua's developed a lot, obviously going from year one to year two. He's more comfortable. Look, when you're a rookie, you come into a new environment, new city, new team, new teammates. You're in there with guys who are, you know, older than you.
Tua looked good, too. I ain't going to lie. Tua looked like he...
first year is always a little bit...
I just want to say Tua is looking good. In year two, from what I'm seeing on Twitter, shout out to my Twitter page. Follow my Twitter page. God damn it, they say I'm blunt. I'm on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. I would like to hear from y'all. Follow me on Twitter, man. They say I'm blunt is on Twitter. God damn it. But yeah, from what I've been seeing, what I've been seeing from Tua, he been talking different. Year two, I didn't see Ryan Tannehill do this in year two as a Dolphins quarterback. I ain't hear him talk like this. Tua look good, man. Tua doing some shit, man. I like what Tua got going on for real, dog. I can't hold it. He's a good quarterback.
Learn everything, and then he wasn't the starter to start off, so he wasn't getting the first team reps with all the starters. and he comes in and he starts 9 games midseason. And, you know, for a young guy, I know he played in the big program, but for a young guy that's still learning, that could be overwhelming. And, you know, a lot of times the people outside of what we do, they criticize quickly. And I know it, too, has been since he was in high school. He's, you know, he's a phenomenal player. So what you're saying is have a little patience. Let the kid get a full offseason.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about Xavier Howard. Let's get to Xavier Howard. You know what? I got to see Xavier Howard. I want to hear what they got to say about Xavier Howard. Let's talk about my dog Xavier Howard. Let's not talk about Tua. Now, I want to know about my cornerback because he an all-pro. Nigga had 10 interceptions last year. Fuck y'all pay him that. $75 million? Boy, that boy got M's. That boy got M's. That boy got M's, goddammit. When y'all going to talk about Xavier Howard? Hold on. When y'all going to talk about There you go. There you go. Now, my dog had 10 interceptions. Pay the man his motherfucking money. God damn it. Now, I'm going to rewind it back. I done rewinded it back. I'm over my mark. Hold on. I'm over my mark. Shit. This is supposed to be last segment. Man, I'm going to go to another segment. Hold on. Welcome back to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. Yeah. Rest in peace, King Von. Rest in peace to King Von. Yeah, man. This is going to be the last segment for real. I just want to hear about what Flores got to say about Xavier Howard, and I'm going to end my show because you know I'm a Dolphins fan. Shout out to all the Dolphins fans. Shout out to all the Dolphins haters because y'all make us greater. When we go to the Super Bowl, all y'all Dolphin haters in Miami, y'all gonna have to stick. Y'all gonna have to. I can't say the wrong words. But we gonna stick it to y'all, goddammit. We gonna get us a Super Bowl with Tua. I can feel it. But let me be quiet. Let me stop being a super fan. All right, Rusty, I'm gonna shut up. I'm talking crazy. Rusty, say I'm talking crazy.
One win a week.
It's not going to be a party line in his helmet until the clock hits 15. I get
talk that. About Howard.
Let's talk about Xavier Howard real quick. We know he has not practiced. Obviously, Xavier went to Instagram and said he would like a new contract. Since we got on the ground here, you know, had a couple of Dolphins fans say to me, well, you know, Minka in 2019, Minka said, hey, get me out of here. I don't want to be here. And you guys did that. And you got a one in return, and you've helped build to now a 10-win team and a potential playoff team. Why is this one different, and why did you say yesterday, no, he is going to be here?
I mean, X is a great player, and he's a team player. And, you know, we love coaching him. I love coaching him. We love coaching him. Obviously, he's a very talented player, makes our team better. So
we not sending him to the Cowboys.
You know,
we not sending him to the Patriots.
At times. But we're working through him. And we'll continue to have dialogue and communication. And
we're not sending him to Tampa Bay. You
know, hopefully we can work through this.
We're not sending him to Arizona.
Right, he's got a little bit of an ankle, so we're going to hold him out today. But look, I mean, we love X. We think he's a great player. And we'll just continue the dialogue and communication. That's just part of this right now. But, you know, a lot of respect for him, the way he plays, the way he conducts himself. He's a true professional. And he's been that. He's definitely been that. You know, there's been no issues from that standpoint.
Coach, you guys are
Hey, shout out to Coach Flores, man. Shout out to Coach Flores, man. For real, dog. Hey, you heard it out the coach mouth, man. X ain't going nowhere, goddammit. That's all I wanted to hear. X ain't going nowhere. Hey, Hey, shout out to the Dolphins, man. Shout out to Kansas City. Shout out to my listeners. It was good coming back. I feel good. Trying to get back into the funk. Trying to get back into the groove. If you made it this far, appreciate you. I thank you. Hey, free that boy Pooh Shiesty, man. And if you've been checking out my former, my past interviews, my past shows, appreciate you. Make sure y'all tap into that Pooh Shiesty interview, man. Free Pooh Shiesty, man. That boy, he got transferred to another facility, so I don't know if we'll be able to tap in again, but I appreciate him. Shout out to that boy, Shiesty Coach. Shout out to all that boy. Shout out to all Pooh Shiesty fans. Shout out to 1017, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. This is the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. The Dolphins going to the playoffs this year. I hope Congress extend that eviction memorandum bill thing. I hope they extend it because people don't need to be evicted. Shout out to the Congresswoman that's helping us out. I hope Biden get it together with the vaccine. It's two sides. Listen, we can't hate each other. The vaccinated people and the non-vaccinated people, we can't be going at it with each other. We got to have some type of solution. The media is putting out information. We got to do our own research. We got to talk to our doctors. We got to... I don't know, man. Hopefully, there's a change. This is the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. This your boy, Trey Plus 305. I'm coming from Dade County, Florida. Matter of fact, I'm in Pembroke Pines. So, you know, I just want to say thank y'all for tuning in. I don't know what I'm going to say, man. I'm a little bit too excited, man. My dog Tut told me that I be getting too geeked up, but he like it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying not to get too excited. But, yeah, this the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, man. I'm out. This was the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show with your boy Trey Plus 305. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Till next time. I don't know who I'm going to have on the show next time, but you know it's going to be somebody real. Or if I don't have nobody on the show, you know me and Monet, we're going to have us a good conversation. Hopefully it could be some good information. We're going to try to give y'all more information. But in the meantime, I want y'all to enjoy this song by Ashley Kiko. This is her TikTok. And I love this girl because she's amazing, man. Ashley Kiko. Man, y'all follow her on TikTok, man. Catch up with y'all.